MMAtorch.com. I am Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the update for Monday, August 18th, 2008. After a slow news weekend, we've got a bunch of stuff to take a look at here today from around the world of MMA, including the cast list for Season 8 of The Ultimate Fighter on Spike TV. They released the cast today, and we'll just break this down quickly. There'll be preliminary bouts once again held during the first two episodes, so to take the field down from 32 to 16. There's two weight classes. We got light heavyweights and lightweights this season. So for the lightweights, we got 25-year-old Jose Aguilar, 25-year-old Fernando Bernstein, 22-year-old Junie Allen Browning, 26-year-old Rolando Delgado, 24-year-old Joseph Duarte, 22-year-old Efrain Escudero, 26-year-old Brandon Garner, 28-year-old David Kaplan, 23-year-old Eric McGee, 23-year-old Brian McLaughlin, 25-year-old Wesley Murch, 24-year-old Shane Nelson, 24-year-old Philippe Novaire, 30-year-old Ido Pariente, 26-year-old John Polakowski, and 26-year-old George Roop. And then for our light heavyweight cast, 24-year-old Ryan Bader, 29-year-old Antoine Britt, 30-year-old Jules Bruchez, 25-year-old Charles Diaz, 30-year-old Lance Evans, 26-year-old Karen Gregorian, 30-year-old Jason Guida, 26-year-old Ryan Jimmo, 26-year-old Kyle Kingsbury, 24-year-old Tom Lawler, 25-year-old Ryan Lopez, 23-year-old Vinicius Magalhaes, 27-year-old Elliot Marshall, 24-year-old Sean O'Connell, 23-year-old Shane Prim, and 30-year-old Christoph Zosinski. So that's your cast for The Ultimate Fighter Season 8. Of course, this season is being coached by former UFC heavyweight champion Frank Mir and the interim heavyweight champion Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. Sure Dog's got some comments about some of the fighters here, including Shane Nelson, who is a 24-year-old BJ Penn protege and is on a 5-fight winning streak. John Polakowski is a WEC vet, and he trains alongside Chuck Liddell. Efrain Escudero has been unbeaten in Rage in the Cage, and his last 9 wins have come by submission. And Brandon Garner is the only man to submit UFC vet Jason Dent. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of these two weight classes this season, and see who the standouts will be. So. That's coming to air September 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Spike TV. Next up, there's a story on NBC Sports about Randy Couture and some other MMA notes, including Couture signing on to another movie project entitled Warrior, which is an MMA-themed film about two estranged brothers on a collision course to fight. So that'll be interesting for sure. We'll see if that's a theatrical release or yet another straight-to-video release, as Couture's Scorpion King 2 is. Also in this, there's talk that there's a little rumor on here about George St. Pierre and BJ Penn, and St. Pierre saying the timing might not be right for a December fight, and they speculate what else could be on the year-end show, as the headlining match will be the two coaches from this season's Ultimate Fighter, Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira and Frank Mir, for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. So if that happens, a possibility that they're speculating is Chuck Liddell versus Anderson Silva, which would be a huge fight if they go that route. But Liddell's fighting in September, and Silva's fighting in October. So if Anderson Silva gets through Patrick Cote quickly in October, it's possible they'll put that one together. That would be a fight all of us, I'm sure, want to see. So we'll keep our ears open for that one, but definitely check out that story. They've got some more tidbits in there, including some comments about Dana White in his interview in Playboy, and some reader mail for NBC Sports. So check that interview out. MMA Junkie has a interesting article to look at about what's ahead for Pro Elite, the Elite XC parent company that also owns the Cage Rage promotion over in the UK. It's a good read, so definitely go and check that one out. John McCarthy has an article on the Fight Network answering a question that was presented about WAMA in the future and being embraced by every MMA promotion, and he says pretty much he thinks everyone besides the UFC will have no problem with WAMA as a sanctioning body, because they all want to have their guy be recognized as the truly best fighter in their weight class, which outside of the heavyweight division, that won't be the case, because the UFC's got the best middleweights, they've got the best welterweights, they've got the best lightweights and lower level or lower weight fighters locked up with the WEC. So that it's definitely debatable on WAMA being able to have the top fighter in the world at those other weight classes. So our own Alex Williams in his MMA News blog pointed out this story in the in the Dayton Daily News about the Kentucky-based AFL trying to snag Tito Ortiz, as he still has not come to a contract resolution with Affliction and is in fact negotiating with all of the top promotions, including the UFC. I highly doubt Tito Ortiz returns to the UFC. That would be probably the last place he wants, and it would take a lot on Dana White's part to get him in there, so I don't see that one happening. So that's what we've got for you today. We'll be looking forward to the new season of The Ultimate Fighter coming up. We've got UFC 88 coming up here in just a few short weeks. I may be off on the audio tomorrow. Tomorrow is my 23rd birthday. Yes, I'm a young one, ladies and gentlemen. If you're looking for some more audio fix and you're into some pro wrestling, I conducted about a 50-minute post-Raw edition audio with James Caldwell over on ProWrestlingTorch.com. So if you're a VIP member over there, definitely go check that audio out. But I may be back with another daily audio update tomorrow. But I'm not going to promise that one to you yet. So I hope this one serves as a early morning edition for August 19th as well. So thank you for joining me tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.